Pretty Dece, here we go. Facebook.com/Pretty Dece Show. It's time to geek out with Josh, your host.
What's up, everybody? I'm Josh Meek, the Uber Geek. Welcome to Pretty Dece, your daily entertainment and pop culture show. This weekend, we found out the name of the sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, and it's called Spider-Man Far From Home. Actor Tom Holland, who of course portrays Peter Parker, leaked this information this weekend. Now, when I say leaked, of course, it was totally planned. They were kind of playing a little joke, playing on the fact that Holland is very often enthusiastic and has in the past let slip information that wasn't maybe intended to be public quite at that time. So they're kind of making fun of that kind of history of leaking things. And this was all clearly intentional time for this to get leaked out. And honestly, I think that's a pretty ingenious way to get people buzzing, you know, to make some people laugh and get the name of the film out there to start talking about it. Holland even jokes in this Instagram post that he's not sure how this movie is going to work because, spoilers, his character dies, so how are they going to make another movie? Obviously, this is something that'll get wrapped up in the next Avengers movie, leading directly into this new Spider-Man film, but we're blazing full speed ahead to this next Spider-Man movie. Now, this was not just a joke that Tom Holland was playing on us. This movie title has been confirmed from various sources. We know that Spider-Man Far From Home will come out July 5th, 2019. So we've got quite a ways still to wait before we get to see this movie. Notably, this is the first Marvel Cinematic Universe film that will come out following Avengers 4. It comes out about 2 months after Avengers 4 is slated to come out. So presumably we'll see the resolution of all of Thanos' destruction, which will lead directly into this new phase in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which they're calling Phase 4. Spider-Man's going to lead that charge and kind of set the new direction for where the Marvel movies are going post this, you know, confrontation with Thanos. So this should be a very exciting film as we start to find out what the entire Marvel Universe looks like and kind of where the characters are and what is happening. This will be the movie that kicks all of that off. Now, Far From Home is set to start filming in about 2 weeks from today. Production is based in London and will extend to various locations throughout Europe and also a little bit of filming in New York City. And apparently Michael Keaton, who of course portrayed the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming, will be back to continue playing that role. This is, you know, the best interpretation that I've seen of the Vulture, kind of any version of that character. I loved Keaton's version of the character and the writing, kind of the backstory they created for this movie version of Vulture. Super, super fantastic. Very happy to have him back. He's one of my favorite parts of Homecoming, full stop. And Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be playing Mysterio in this film as well. So Vulture and Mysterio looks like are going to be in this film. Jake Gyllenhaal for Mysterio, I think, makes a lot of sense. He's a great actor and I think will definitely fit the, you know, kind of magician slash chameleon thing that Mysterio has going on. Now, the name Far From Home has multiple meanings, according to Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige. That, of course, follows suit from Spider-Man Homecoming. That movie was literally referencing the homecoming dance that was happening in that film, but also that the character of Spider-Man was coming home to the Marvel Cinematic Universe after the deal with Sony. So look for Far From Home to mean several things as well and to be able to be interpreted in a couple different ways. Obviously, one is that he's going to be far from home. The film seems like it's going to be set at least partly in Europe based on the filming locations, and that's been hinted at in some interviews as well. But it could also be that Spider-Man's going to be traveling to some maybe other dimensions, other worlds as a part of this film. Maybe like a Stranger in a Strange Land type of thing where he's visiting something completely alien, some place that is completely alien. Maybe this is how they introduce the alien symbiote costume into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. who knows? But I do expect that Far From Home there, we will see kind of multiple meanings and multiple interpretations therein. Now, either way, whatever the title ends up meaning, I'm incredibly excited to find out more about this film, and waiting almost a full year to see it is going to be incredibly painful. Next up in the Marvel movies, of course, we have Ant-Man and the Wasp. That comes out very soon, July 6th. Then after that, we have Captain Marvel, March 9th of 2019, followed by Avengers 4 in May, and then, of course, 2 months after that is Spider-Man Far From Home. So we've got some Marvel stuff coming up soon, and then we have to kind of wait until 2018 for anything further, and it's going to be a very long wait because I'm really looking forward to a couple of those films. So that's going to do it for Pretty Dece for today. Thank you very much for joining me to talk about all the details we currently know about this upcoming Spider-Man sequel. If you like this show and you want to see more new episodes of Pretty Dece premiere weekdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/prettydeceshow. You can also check out these daily episodes on the podcast feed or the YouTube channel. You can find that at prettydeceshow.com/video. Finally, catch me on Facebook and Twitter at Pretty Dece Show.